Good morning, everybody. Today is the 10th of January, 2018, Wednesday morning. And we all need to have daily comfort from God's Word and from what He's done for us. Just thinking about this aspect of faith again and belief, you know. Many people believe that salvation comes from a person's decision. Once they make a decision, they get something. Their act of their will is what brings about their redemption. Scripture teaches something totally different, doesn't it? I'm glad I don't have to trust my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ, dear Son, given to me by the Three in One. Oh, my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's a part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of His Son. His faith never fails. The victory He has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. What a difference that is to know that God is the origin of faith. Hebrews tells us that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Sometimes we look around at the so-called Christian world and you think, is this really the faith of God? When people are basing everything upon the will of man and on a person's choice and on something they do when it's all man-centered. You know, the exaltation of man is something else. And when you think about Christ, Him being the eternal Son of God, and what He did to secure salvation for us, you say, well, how can people, knowing that Christ went to the cross, knowing that He had to die, to secure salvation, but then men turn it around and say they did something. You know, the security that we have in Christ is the security that He gave in His Son, the surety of the sacrifice of His Son. You know, and it was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill. All that his Father required, Christ said, peace be still. Well, the atonement is something that the free will doctrine diminishes and waters down to the point where it doesn't do anything. The cross of Christ, they talk about the old rugged cross and this emblem of suffering and shame, and how they cling to the old rugged cross. But the question is, what did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No. It secured our salvation forever. You see, that we would live with him for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. See, grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It's our foundation on which our lips sing his praise. It's our anchor amid the storm. It's our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed, when the burden's coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile, and grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. That's what grace accomplished for us. That's what the atonement accomplished. And so, when people want to lay hold on free will and man's choice, and it really is an attack on the atonement. It really is an attack upon the completed work of Jesus Christ. You know, behold the man, that's what they said, while my Savior suffered and bled. Indescribable anguish and pain, bearing my sins, so eternal life I would gain. Bleeding from his head, his hands, his feet, his side, knowing that for his people he was suffering and would die. But still in all this agony and pain too, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What marvelous love was shown to us while he was on the tree, taking all our sins, suffering in such misery, giving us salvation, purchasing our liberty. So this morning, let's remember the great work Christ did for us in his atonement, in his perfect sacrifice for our sins, and let us remember that his faith never has and never will fail or falter, that his faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. God bless.